Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly cloudy today with the temperature falling to around 40 by 5 p.m., breezy with the west wind increasing to 18 to 23 miles per hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 34 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 26, and on Thursday, sunny with a high near 46, breezy with a west wind gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. And in the news, with election results mostly completed across the state, the highly anticipated Wisconsin Supreme Court race has ended with a 4-3 liberal shift as Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz defeated former Justice Daniel Kelly by a 10% margin. Liberals will now have their first majority on the state's highest court in 15 years. The win by Protasiewicz comes at a pivotal time for the court and for the Democratic voters who carried her to office. Justices are all but certain to hear a challenge to Wisconsin's pre-Civil War abortion ban, and with a liberal majority, they're likely to consider a lawsuit that could overturn Wisconsin's Republican-drawn legislative maps. That, according to reporting shared with us from WPR Online, barring the unexpected, the victory also assures that liberals will hold a majority on the court ahead of next year's presidential election, when swing state Wisconsin is expected to again be pivotal in the race for the White House. When election lawsuits are filed in state court, Protasiewicz will be one of the seven justices who decide them. Again, that according to the WPR report. Wisconsin residents voted in favor of a pair of referendum questions that would change how judges determine cash bail for people charged with violent crimes in Wisconsin. Locally, Vernon County District Attorney Tim Gaskell defeated Jennifer Palmer Fisher for the open seat as Vernon County Circuit Court Judge. Also on the ballot in Tuesday's elections, voters in Vernon County faced this question: should the Wisconsin legislature repeal or keep the state's 1849 abortion ban that provides no exceptions in cases of rape or incest, nor to protect the health of the mother? The result was a 3-1 margin of those wanting the legislature to repeal the law. In Viroqua, voters backed the Wisconsin move to amend referendum to support a statewide vote to challenge Citizens United, which gives corporations constitutional rights. At a cost of $45 million, the Supreme Court race is now the most expensive judicial election in American history, shattering a previous record of $15 million spent in an Illinois race in 2004, that according to The Guardian. On Thursday's Nearly Noon News, we will take a final look at the spring election with completed results from across the state. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.